Roughly one-third of the world's population don't have proper toilets, according to a new report from the UN Children's Agency UNICEF. Progress on sanitation is falling short of the UN's Millennium Development Goals, and that means far too many children are still dying of waterborne diseases. Bridget Brennan reports.
It's a simple equation. Without clean water and proper sewerage, people will die. Kate Moore is from UNICEF Australia.
We still have 2.4 billion people who don't have access to somewhere to go to the toilet effectively. And while we still don't have that, we have issues of disease spreading and we have the risk to children who are the most vulnerable in these situations of the spread of any kind of disease or filth.
In 1990, the World Health Organization and UNICEF set global goals for improving drinking water and sanitation. There have been big strides in some areas. 2.6 billion people have gained access to clean drinking water in the past 25 years.
We have absolutely done the job of making sure that drinking water is more accessible than it was. Like, we've got something more than 90% of the global population have access to a good source of drinking water.
But proper sanitation in the world's poorest countries is still lacking. Shane Lecombre is deputy chairman of the World Plumbing Council.
The next step in this very important program is to ensure that then the sanitation that those communities need is installed, maintained, and ensures that access to fresh drinking water is maintained. So that requires a little bit more capacity, a bit more infrastructure, a bit more training. And I think this is now the new focus to sort of say, okay, the more we get security around access to fresh drinking water, the more we now need to look at ensuring sanitation are at levels that are acceptable and really mitigate this awful problem of disease.
Poor sanitation spreads viruses and bacteria that cause blindness, diarrhea and even death. Children in South Asia and countries in sub-Saharan Africa are the most vulnerable. Kate Moore from UNICEF says there's a huge lack of proper plumbing, but she says cultural habits need to change too.
In India, where I was just saying we've got open defecation, we've seen very targeted programs that teach children about what they can do to report on open defecation and be the change agents in their families and their community to actually stop that and advocate for clean toilets and toilets that they can use in their schools and be part of hand washing days and cleanliness days and even this idea that there's a game called Take the Poo to the Loo, the idea that we are teaching kids to be the change agents in these environments. So it's also, there's a behaviour change element of all of this work as well.
In Australia, many remote Indigenous communities don't have proper sanitation. Shane Lecombre from the World Plumbing Council again.
I mean, I think sometimes we think of these problems as both a chapter in history. People are thinking about, Victorian England. They don't understand that these diseases are still very prevalent. Even more so, they're relevant to us here in Australia, where we've got communities who, because of the failure to have access to safe drinking water, are exposed to the very same risks we associate with some of the third world countries around the world.
The United Nations has set new goals for sanitation. By 2030, it wants to see open defecation eliminated. But it admits that at the current rates of progress in rural areas, that's not likely to happen.
Bridget Brennan.